brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
John Perkins, hadn't had him on in years. Confessions of an Economic Hitman, worked for the IMF and World Bank, going in to set up third world countries to be imploded, same as the United States has been set up. I've got, for about 15 minutes, Rebecca Estep joining us. She heads up a big autism organization trying to expose what the vaccines, among other things, are doing or wreaking havoc on the children of the United States and the planet. We also have Pastor Stephen L. Anderson joining us, literally millions of views. There's one YouTube with like 300,000 views and a bunch of others with hundreds of thousands of views. At least a million views in the last 5 or 6 days since he just did a little testimonial on YouTube about being pulled over at one of these internal checkpoints that are sometimes 100 miles deep into the country, what they call Constitution free zones. And more of these videos are getting posted on the web of Americans, retired school teachers, police officers, firemen, pastors, and they get tired, you know, driving around their area where they live, going through these checkpoints every day. And they pull you over, they search you, it's not on the border, and they will beat you, they will attack you. But then meanwhile, CNN reported 2 days ago, I never even got to this report, guys, it's somewhere in this stack of news because the stacks kind of pile up here. I got to clean this desk off. I've got about a week and a half of news here. It's like a devastating mess. Will you Google Homeland Security illegals go or immigrants go? Because that article, if you read it, it admits what we already knew. They, in the few stage raids they do on the news, they do about 4 or 5 a year where they'll go to a meatpacking plant or a farm. Instead of just prosecuting the owners by the thousands, you know, that would end all this overnight if they prosecuted the company owners. They go pick up the illegals and then take them to enroll them for green cards and let them go. And then CNN every day runs these heart string pieces about, and then they made the illegals go home and they made their children leave with them that were born in the U.S. And it's just so terrible. Yeah, you try going to Mexico or other countries illegally and then having a bunch of kids over there. They'll throw you out, but only after they put you in jail, run a credit check on you, find out who your family is, and suck every dime your family's got. Mexico won't feed you in your jails. They'll let you make a phone call when you've lost 20 pounds in 2 weeks begging for money. Then they take you and take Tabasco, shake it up in a Coke, and shoot it up your nose. That's their form of torture. Oh, you don't give them everything you've got, bank statements, everything. And now the Mexican police are so corrupt, they kill the American gringos. They kill you in their jails. Oh, it's loving and good. But we've got to be sweet to the illegal aliens. And Homeland Security hires them to build the little shoddy border fences. That's been admitted. It's all totally fake. Now, here's the headline. I guess WorldNet Daily did a one on the CNN story. Homeland Security bill lets illegals go free without more detention facilities other than Mexicans must be released. Now, that's another one. That's a separate one from April 21st, I guess today. I hadn't seen that one. This is CNN. Oh, it doesn't matter. It's true. It's there. People can find it if they want to. You guys are quick, though. Let me think of the exact headline. Hold on. Exact headline. Homeland Security releases immigrants or something like that. Okay, we got a huge show. I haven't even told you about the news. We're going to cover when we get back and launch this worldwide transmission against tyranny. You know, we are living in dark days. But at the same time, there's never been an awakening bigger and never been a greater challenge. Any way you slice it, we're living in a grand adventure, a life and death situation.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
I'm Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock, and what I'm about to tell you is true. My real social security number is 457-55-5462. You may think I'm crazy, but I know my identity is safe. At LifeLock, every member is covered by our $1 million total service guarantee.
Every 3 seconds, someone's identity is stolen. It's not just the money that's being stolen. It's your reputation, your credits, and your valuable time to fix the huge mess. At LifeLock, we aim to prevent identity theft before it happens, and if anything happens while you're a client of LifeLock, you'll be protected by our exclusive $1 million total service guarantee. With LifeLock, you'll also see a huge reduction in junk mail and pre-approved credit offers. Call 1-800-605-4229 right now and get 30 days of LifeLock for free. Protect yourself and your family from identity theft. And when you call right now, get 30 days free. Call now, 1-800-605-4229. That's 1-800-605-4229. Again, 1-800-605-4229.
Here they come, ladies and gentlemen, the four horsemen. They come for every generation and every nation. Tyranny, mass murder, and death.
By the last breath of public law.
And they come.
They're going to take your life.
Onto the dead of night.
Onto the dead of night.
You see the four horsemen.
The four horsemen, right?
So choose your fate. You've been dying since the day you were born. You know it's all been planned.
You've been dying since the day you were born.
That's right.
But when the drawing mirror, another sleep they rise.
No more time for talk. Are you ready to fight?
Off of the dead of night.
You'll see the four horsemen ride. So choose your fate. Oh, yeah! Ladies and gentlemen, we are live. Another maiden transmission in the fight against tyranny. We are here Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. Back Sundays for an abbreviated transmission for liberty and the defense of freedom against tyranny. 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. This is the real world. My guys found the article during the break. In the first little segment, I mentioned that the federal government has been proposing and preparing and doing studies where if you haven't paid all the taxes they say you owe, they are not going to allow you to have a job. And this has been openly announced. Citizens will be run through a background check to have any job. You'll have to have an in-standing, good standing national ID card / real ID to be able to have a job. They've already done this with many of the professional professions. And the illegal aliens have an exemption. And they have an exemption in the $787 billion federal takeover, federalization bill, known as the $787 billion stimulus package. And again, the illegal aliens are exempt. They are allowed to receive, this is mainstream news, contracts from the federal government illegally and do not have to go through the Homeland Security Patriot Act compliance that a citizen does when they get on a plane, a bus, rent a car, get a job. Total control, total federal takeover. It's self-run by offshore banks. The government's been hijacked by offshore banks. They do whatever they want with the rules. They are above the law. And get it straight. I don't hate the dear, sweet, illegal aliens. But I'm sick of citizens having no rights, no liberties, and the criminals in government not following their own rules and then making the illegal aliens above the law because they want to swamp the nation, bankrupt the states, drive down the wages, balkanize the nation. They want everybody at each other's throats. The United States cannot coexist with that police state cesspit known as Mexico. And it's a fact. You get arrested by the Mexican police, they'll keep you in there for months. They won't even feed you until you give all your credit card info, all your bank accounts, your family's money to them. I know probably more than 100 people in high school and college and as an adult and today, more than 100. Friends, family, neighbors who've been robbed and raped, sometimes physically, by the Mexican police. And then we have these whining, simpering CNN specials every day, every time I'm in the coffee break room. Literally in the last week, I see pieces making people feel sorry and playing sad music for the illegal aliens with the few stunt arrests Homeland Security does every month. They'll arrest a few dozen here, a few hundred there, when there's at least 3 million illegals a year coming in, a million legals. And then they have these whining stories about, oh, the children are U.S. citizens, but they had to go back to Mexico, or the illegal alien was married to, you know, somebody who'd gotten a green card, so the kid has to stay here or go to Mexico. Hey, they're not taking you to a dirt-floored Mexican jail and pouring Tabasco sauce up your nose till you sign them a dotted line, giving them every bit of cash you got. I'm sick of it. It's a disgusting joke. It's the facts of life. 40% of Mexico was taken by the United States. Mexico doesn't like it. They hate this country. Now, 91% of Americans, including 80% in Gallup polls of Hispanics who are Americans, want the borders shut because they know it's destroying their wages, their future, their country, and bankrupting everything. And they know when the globalists are done, the entire United States will be like Mexico City, and then there's nowhere to run. You think I blame those poor peasants down there in Mexico who've been driven off their ancestral lands, herded up to Mexico City, 35 million people, as a staging ground for the maquiladoras along the Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, Nevada, California borders? No, I don't blame those people. But letting them flood over and bring down the United States, is it going to help them?
making them stay down there and have real rebellion is the only chance they've got of freedom. That place has got triple the natural resources the United States has, and those people are just as smart and just as hardworking, maybe more so than the average American, but they never had founding fathers, the most incredible people in history. Every one of them geniuses, every one of them heroes who did something new. You know, twice on record, George Washington's generals wanted to have a coup d'etat right when it looked like they were winning after 7 years of battle and to make him dictator. In Mexico, that happened against Spain, and the general said, I will be your dictator. And everywhere else it happened. It happened with Napoleon. It happened everywhere else. Only one place did it happen where he said no. And then he served his two terms. They wanted him to be king, and he wouldn't stand for that. And he left back to his farm. Because they understood something larger, something bigger. They believed in the idea. That was their treasure. And that is why they are in bondage in Mexico. Because they didn't have George Washington. That's why. Why do you think the media likes to tear down the founding fathers and badmouth them and try to make them look, you know, less than what they were? Because they hate them. All parasites, all control freaks, the wicked upper echelons of the New World Order hate the founders. You have all this liberty, all this wealth. You have Second Amendment. You know how precious it is to be under arms, to be armed. No one in history has ever had it. And we didn't have it purely. But the idea of liberty spread. It's always an eternal struggle against your liberties and against your freedoms. And then I read this. Illegal immigrants detained, then freed to work. And it talks about in a CNN story, just Google it, Patrick Oppenheim. Illegal immigrants detained, then freed. And you Google that, you get hundreds of articles where they're doing it. At the top on CNN. And they stage these fake raids. And then they take them and fill out and give them all green cards. All right, I'm done talking about it. Meanwhile, the NSA is spying on the Congress without warrants. Go back to the last 6 months. I kept pointing out how they caught MI5, MI6 spying on the British Parliament. Of course they're spying on Congress. I've always told you, they're not listening to people in caves in Afghanistan. They are. They're only making sure U.S. Special Forces don't ever figure out who they're really working for, and they use that intel on the military to keep people in the dark and make sure the compartmentalization's working. They use the NSA to make sure their cocaine and heroin shipments don't get interdicted by the local PD. They use the NSA to spy on inventors, to steal your invention, or to make sure you don't get it to market, or to spy on university professors doing research that could revolutionize things. They use the NSA to track trends of what you want to buy and what you want to sell and what the new trends are that are coming so they can get a hold of those trends and head them off at the pass, like Fox News is doing now, saying they want to fight the world government. After all these years saying it didn't exist, they tried to stall you, tried to fool you. They lost that fight for the mind. Now they're trying to co-opt. The left, who always claimed they were against torture and police state and secret arrest, suddenly they love it. See, when they're out of power, they can claim they're fighting the man. When they're in power, they become the man. When the Republicans are out of power, they act like they're fighting the system. As soon as they're back in, they'll go right back to what they always do. And as soon as the public figures out this elementary trick, it is elementary, my dear Watson. As soon as we figure that out, we can set about getting back some real liberty. And then, ladies and gentlemen, we're off to Alpha Centauri's. We're off to the next level of human development. And let it not be said that we did not at this key crossroads in human development, that there weren't those of us that didn't understand the true fight we're in here, the eugenics wars that we're now living in as the elite try to dominate and control the future by controlling the present. massive news blitz of key information straight ahead, your phone calls, and a lot more.
Worried about the side effects from prescription drugs? Tired of searching for an effective, safe, natural alternative you can trust? Join more than 300,000 people worldwide who trust in Native Remedies. Our market-leading natural remedies are manufactured using the highest quality ingredients in FDA-registered facilities. We only use whole herbs and never use chemicals, giving you superior effectiveness and safety without side effects. With over 250 herbal and homeopathic remedies, you'll find products for your entire family, even your pets. Address issues like concentration, stress, mood, sleep, pregnancy, memory, joint support, digestion, cold and flu, sexual performance, and much more. And all Native Remedies products come with a one-year unconditional money-back guarantee. For a limited time, visit NoDrugsPlease.com, enter coupon code RADIO, and receive $5 off your order. Purchase two items and receive a third absolutely free. Visit NoDrugsPlease.com or call 1-877-289-1235. 1-877-289-1235 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you tired of losing your hard-earned savings in retirement? Does the continued loss of purchasing power through the hidden tax of inflation brought on by trillions of dollars in government bailouts bother you? Then please let me, Dwayne Daly, with Midas Resources, help you to protect what you have left. Call me at 800-686-2237 extension 115 and I will explain to you how to retain your wealth and purchasing power now and in the future with gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a form of currency for 6,000 years compared to our present fiat currency, which has only been in existence for 38 years and failing fast. Call me, Dwayne Daly, at 800-686-2237 extension 115 to start your protection of wealth today. I will custom fit the protection package to your personal needs. No amount is too small, so start today. Call Dwayne Daly with Midas Resources at 800-686-2237 extension 115 for your gold and silver protection portfolio.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk Reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious-tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Choose for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
Up to the next segment.
In constant sorrow through his day.
1-800-259-9231.
I've seen trouble all my day.
1-800-259-9231.
Bid farewell
to old Kentucky.
Plains where I was born and raised, the place where he was born and raised.
off with the good music. All right, here is the stack of vital news and information I have in front of me as I'm seething with rebellion against the tyranny. And if you get that spirit of liberty, that spirit of resistance to tyrants, our troubles will be over very, very quickly. Washington Post highlights agenda for Bank of the World. Another big article. Steve Watson did a detailed analysis tying it together. A bigger, bolder role is imagined for the IMF. That's up on PrisonPlanet.com. And then I have the actual article from the Washington Post. A bigger, bolder role is imagined for the IMF. Changes suggest shift in how global economy is run. And then you read the article and it says the new global bank of the world will run every facet of our lives. And I'm going to get to that after I take some calls in the next hour in detail. Because when I get up here on air and I tell you that bureaucrats are going to micromanage and inspect your home, your children, your school, every facet of your life, you can have a taco shop, you can have a hot dog wagon parked on the street corner, everything is going to be micromanaged. You see, it's not enough for the big bankers with their socialist communist wealth redistribution system. They take it from the general public, give it to themselves, and call it workers' paradise at machine gun point. They always have little control freak enforcers hopping around in black uniforms, loving the petty power, carrying it out for them. And the elites always purge them as well, but they love it. They only want their little moment in the sun as a thug. People who would have done nothing or been nothing. It's who they are, fundamentally. But it's not enough to just tax you and take your money. They want to run you. They want to run me. They want to be over every facet of your life. And they're now announcing every day, all over the news, they want a one-child policy in the United States. That is taxes on having more than one child. They want you shunned, and they want colleges to give preferential treatment to people that only have one child. And that's how China started in 75 under U.S. treaty agreements with the State Department Memorandum 200, and it became law in 81. They're now saying no fireplaces, everything, plastics, your car, your home, your windows, everything with taxes, everything with inspections, everything selectively enforced to shut down more select industries. And yes, there will be taxes on being overweight. Now, there's certainly a lot of self-propelled stomachs out there, and I've probably been one of them. But the issue here is that if you look at their fat body weight size index, they are calling people who are as skinny as a rail overweight and people that are just a bit husky obese. There's three different body types. They don't take that into consideration. But regardless, they say they are going to tax you for being overweight. That's now mainstream news. They're going to tax every form of meat. They're going to tax as carbon footprint. Now they're saying a water footprint. My dad called last week about it. My dad showed up Saturday morning. He said, he gave me the Economist that's at my house, but I was reading the article, this month's Economist, and it said, well, we know there's actually plenty of water, but you've just been wasteful, so we're going to have a water tax because a lot of it doesn't make it to the ocean. And so the oceans are going to dry up. I'm not kidding. As if, how dumb, this is supposedly an intellectual hoity-toity magazine for people that are big brains. Folks, the water evaporates and forms clouds and goes out to the ocean and rains into the ocean and then vice versa. It means nothing if a lot of big rivers are trickles by the time they hit the sea. It means nothing. I thought the seas were rising from global warming. They simultaneously, in the same article, say that the seas are rising from global warming and they've got to put a water footprint cap, like a carbon footprint cap, because the water isn't getting to the ocean. I mean, this is incredible. They want it to sound ridiculous on the face of it. They want to just wear you out where you just accept anything. All right, we'll get into your calls, 1-800-259-9231 when we get back. And a ton of other news I haven't even hit. I am fired up for liberty. I hope you are as well. PrisonPlanet.tv, newly redesigned.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to organic health and beauty products. Visit 2BNatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skincare, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Imagine all the control freak, lazy parasites who are like spoiled children with all their excuses to micromanage our lives under the new carbon footprint regime as their ranks swell with paramilitary forces, as every form of liberty is destroyed. Disgusting.
The rusted chains of prison moons are shattered by the sun. I walk the road, horizons change, the tournament's begun. The purple piper plays his tune, the choir softly sing. We lullabies in an ancient tongue for the court of the crimson.
There, love death. You think it's sexy. You think it's cool. But it's your moment of truth. Will you be laughing like you are now? Because you are, we are, in the court of the Crimson King.
The keeper of the city keys put shutters on the dreams. I wait outside the pilgrim's door with insufficient schemes. The Black Queen chants the funeral march, the cracked brass bells will ring. To summon back the fire witch,
to the court of the crimson. Where the science of tyranny is law, they are the priests of power, of dehumanization. This is the Eugenics War. All right, your phone calls are coming up momentarily. Here's the headlines. Washington Post highlights agenda for Bank of the World that will rule with an iron fist through the new environmental tyranny, the green tyranny, the carbon tyranny, over the entire cycle of life on Earth, life itself now listed as a carcinogen, as a toxic waste, as a poison. Obama proposes U.S. loan $100 billion to International Monetary Fund. It continues, a bigger, bolder role is imagined for the IMF. That is such a big deal, how they just roll that out in front of everybody like it's no big deal. Oil falls near $45 as stock markets sink. Remember, about 9 months ago now, Lindsey Williams said in the next 4 or 5 months, oil's going to start dropping down to below 50. And then it went down to as low as $32 a barrel, shot back up to 50, but then went right back down. Everybody's like, oh, see, Lindsey's going to be wrong. Lindsey's going to be wrong. And then, boom, it goes right back down to $45 a barrel. That's got Hugo Chavez running up and groveling to Obama, just as George Soros said it would. I also got an AP article here that actually tells the truth. It says, saving federal money the easy way, cut a latte or two out of your annual budget, and you've just done as much belt tightening as President Obama asked his cabinet to do on Monday. In a quote, he said that they will cut $100 million out of federal spending in the next 90 days, folks. They are spending over $1.5 trillion. This is the private banks a month. Obama, in 2 months in office, 2 months and 20-something days, 100 days, 101 days, has spent more money. You can Google this number, and there's big news article sites that document it. He spent more money than all presidents before him, George Bush, Bill Clinton, George Bush Sr., Ronald Reagan, Jimmy Carter, Richard Nixon, LBJ, John F. Kennedy, Dwight D. Eisenhower, and on and on and on. Harry Truman, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, right back through Woodrow Wilson and Taft, and right back into John Quincy Adams and Thomas Jefferson, Andrew Jackson, George Washington. More than all the money the federal government ever spent in all its history of four years in 100 days. Now, you wonder why they're building FEMA camps. You wonder why the police are brainwashed. You're wondering why they're walking around in black uniforms with machine guns. You wonder why governors say you can't run army checkpoints in Tennessee and they just do it anyways. Or why the Marines are outrunning checkpoints around the nation from California to Michigan. You wonder why all of this is going on. It's because we have been completely robbed. They've already shot enough financial bullets into us to kill us 100,000 times over. They just haven't let us fall over yet to fully bleed out. And when the public figures this out, they're probably not going to riot. Some will. They're probably going to run groveling and lick the boots of the government even more, prostrating themselves. You know, that's what the public thinks, groveling and sucking up and being delusional and buying in to what Gerald Celente calls the optimism opium. I mean, that is what is going on. That is what's happening here. And I know a lot of yuppies are giggling and laughing right now, and a lot of Obama supporters, a lot of neocons. That's fine. Keep laughing. But at least when there's absolutely no doubting the things we've broken down here, I mean, exactly what we said, World Bank, you pay your taxes to, openly being announced, what I told you 12, 13 years ago, what old-timers told you 40 years ago, because they had IMF World Bank documents then. And you sit around laughing at us, and now we're finally here. The Christmas hog fattened up and ready. Got a nice little red bow on its head, smiling up at its master, and its master just takes a big old butcher knife and just jams it right into its throat and just slashes its jugglers and carotid arteries, and the black blood just spews and gushes, and it's squealing. The squealing has just begun. So it's a line of Christmas pigs lined up, and the Christmas pigs see one of the big fat hogs in the front line and a few hundred others piled up, being now hung up by their legs to be fully butchered and bled out, and they're squealing, and the person jabbing the butcher knives into their throats is saying, "Come on, piggies, I love you. I'm your government. I'm going to take good care of you." And some of the piggies are jumping up and down and kind of clicking their heels together happily. They can't wait to get up to the head of the line. Obama's going to pay their mortgage. Obama's going to pay for their car payment. Obama's going to give them free HPV shots. Oh, goody. And then as they get to the head of the line and find out it's not as fun as they were told it was, they get this little, like a dog looking up at its owner when the owner takes a .45 and shoots it right between the eyes. Why? Why are you doing this to me? And the New World Order says, because we're psychopathic sadists. And we enjoy it, and we see you as dumb cattle. Now, die. Yeah, that's dark, but, you know, Stalin killing 50 million, Mao killing 60-plus million, Hitler killing 20-something million, U.S. government financing Pol Pot to kill 3 million. I mean, the government is so illegitimate, so criminal, that in the late 70s, Zbigniew Brzezinski writes two books. Just Google it. Brzezinski brags about funding Pol Pot. And the son of a bitch, and I have to use that term, that's what he is, he sits there and brags about it. I mean, he writes books bragging about killing 3 mil, 35% of the population. And you got all these schmucks, all these people in denial. Oh, the government's not going to hurt me. Why, the government likes me. The only reason we haven't all been completely imploded and gutted and re-educated, those of us that live like the bankers have done all over the world, is because we got guns. And they've just been trying to figure out how to create a crisis where they can get the public to go along with turning most of them in. And they finally figured out their plan. They plan to start a revolution in this country by pushing tyranny and get the police and military chewed up and killed. I'm talking tens of thousands of them conservatively in the first wave, to harden them, to then form into death squads and fully go out against the American people and advertise through psyops the slaughter and killing of patriot after patriot, holed up in their mountain retreats and their homes and everywhere else. And through propaganda, they'll put out stuff about patriots killing children and, you know, all sorts of other hardcore black propaganda, as they call it, meaning just lies. And that isn't going to work either. It's just they've decided to tear this place from one end to the other. They've decided to go into full tilt boogie. And if you don't wake up and understand it can happen here, it is happening here, if you don't grow up and get focused and get serious, and I'm talking to police and military, especially veterans who've been out there in the muck, who know history and who know how real the world is and how gelded and how castrated the public is, in your gut, you know I'm telling the truth, in your gut, in your instincts, in your soul, you know I'm telling you the truth. and you've been denying it to yourself. And then you can intellectually, scientifically, study the facts I lay out, and there's no other conclusion. But if you won't do the research, at least look in the mirror and do a gut check. Tonight, when you get home, turn off the TV, turn off everything, go into a dark room, sit down in a chair, lean back, and ask yourselves where all this is headed. Ask yourselves what the feds are building up around us. Ask yourselves what the architecture of government is setting up right now. We've seen it before, but I've never seen it so lovingly crafted. Plumbobbed, out, oiled, and pampered. So you get ready. All right, let's go to your phone calls as promised. And again, like I said, I'm going to get into the what living in the slave grid will be like. I want to update folks on that, get in a bunch of news. Let's talk to Kevin in Canada. Kevin, you're on the air.
Hello there, Alex. How's it going?
Good, sir.
Man, I got to tell you, there's around here in North Bay, Ontario, I talk to everybody about the New World Order agenda, and quite frankly, there's not many people here that are very much asleep, but what I've been seeing around here is pretty much of a defeatist attitude is what I've been noticing around here. That some people, they know about the New World Order. They know that we're moving towards a fascist world government. But a lot of people, some of the attitude I've been getting is... Well,
so same thing in Europe. They have 50th anniversary of the EU. Literally, like five people. You watch the films. I was watching it on cable, European news, no one showed up. And the news wasn't saying that. They're like, everyone loves the EU, look at them. And it would be big parades with no one there. But yes, they've capitulated. They have given in.
Mm-hmm.
But that is a form of resistance as well.
Well, one thing I've been telling people...
Just not showing up, not liking it, hating it. But it's not the type of resistance we need. We need the fury of liberty. Go ahead.
Absolutely. And I've been trying to get a We Are Change that chapter going on in this area, North Bay, Sudbury, Ontario, Northern Ontario, for that matter. And I've been getting quite a bit of a positive response. I've been getting with the Facebook people. I know where Facebook comes from. I see.
Well, that's it. People are looking for leadership, and you're it, Kevin. That's what I keep explaining. They're looking for leaders. Lead them.
Well, that's what I'm trying to do, and that's why I took radio broadcasting. I just finished my first year, actually. And I just want to get out there, get the word out there to people that I'm getting on the Facebook.
Well, that's great that you're taking RTF, but I wouldn't wait. I'd start your podcast. There's hundreds of sites that let you post it. Post it to all of them. I would start your reports now. Do not wait. Don't wait and go to the academy next year, like they're telling Luke Skywalker. Okay? Go get in the fight right now.
Exactly
the fight's going on right now. Don't wait. Don't go to the academy next year. Get in the fight now.
Well, that's exactly what I'm doing. And let me tell you, it feels good. Getting the truth out to people, man, I'm telling you.
Look, history's happening now. We need people to not procrastinate, to not wait, to not feel like, oh, I got to go to school or I got to get it right. Get in the fight, folks. That's how you get better. You get in the arena. God bless you. Good to hear from you, Kevin. Isaac, you're on the air from Denver, Colorado. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Alex, good to call in. Hey, I don't know if you've already covered this, but on July 27th to 31st, they're doing the NLE09, the FEMA is.
Yeah, they're doing a big drill.
Yeah, well, they've released, on their FEMA site, they've released all the details of it, and I don't know if you were aware of it or if you were.
I know a little bit. Why don't you tell me? I mean, they're doing drills everywhere, how to take over towns, how to take over cities, how to put people in the sports stadiums, and then they say, oh, there's no camps. Here's just every AP Reuters about them trying to put us in sports stadiums. But go ahead.
Well, they've kind of detailed a little bit of what they're going to do. Basically, it's based on a terrorist event happening outside the United States, and the exercise will center on preventing subsequent efforts by terrorists to enter the United States and carry out additional attacks. It's for FEMA Region 6, which includes Arkansas, Louisiana, New Mexico, Oklahoma, and Texas.
Yeah.
So it looks like it's down along the border areas that they're going to be concentrating on. which would kind of play in with what's going on with the Mexican drug cartels and everything else right now.
Well, if we just turn our guns in and can, and, you know, don't get rid of the drug war that's caused all this, just take our guns, that will fix it.
But the only reason I'm bringing this up was because, as you know, and you've detailed in your films, these usually coincide with a real event, like 7/7.
They can. Like they can. They do. They do hundreds of these. But yes, they always are running a drill when they do it, when they stage an attack, that whether they're releasing foot and mouth or whether they're releasing, you know, horse flu or whether they're attacking on 9/11 or 7/7 or Madrid. Or Oklahoma City, yes. They always run a drill in case other parts of government catch the government operative staging the attack. They can say, oh, it's just a drill.
Yeah.
When the Russians got caught in 99 doing that, that happened. But it doesn't mean every time there's a drill, they stage an attack. Anything else you want to add, sir?
Yeah, this year.
Stay there. Let me come right back to you after the break. I'm Alex Jones. The websites are InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. By the way, PrisonPlanet.tv has been newly redesigned, a lot of new functions and things added. Be sure and check out PrisonPlanet.tv. Stay with me.
With rising unemployment and an economy that continues to fail, comes an increase in crime. Are you safe when you walk to your car? Are your kids safe when they go out? Everyone needs something to give that extra edge in case of an attack. You need DPS pepper spray from MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray on the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Stinger keychain is a great way to surprise a potential attacker. Mr. Defense carries the largest selection of stun guns, air tasers, knives, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off your order. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
If you have over $10,000 in credit card debt, you need to hear this. Have you been watching the banks getting their bailout money and wondering where your relief is? The answer you're looking for is the Bailout Group. The Bailout Group has settled over $100 million in credit card debt for people just like you. The Bailout Group can help cut your debt by up to 60% of its original value, removing those high interest fees and rolling everything into one low monthly payment. And the best part? All GCN listeners qualify for a free 5-minute debt relief consultation. This is the system that credit card companies don't want you to know about. This is a fast, proven, and legal process for your credit card debt concerns. Call the Bailout Group now at 800-324-6554. That's 800-324-6554. Debt relief experts are standing by. You have nothing to lose except your credit card debt. Call 800-324-6554. 800-324-6554 today.
Pienso que un sueño parecido no volverá más. Y me pintaba las manos y la cara de azul. Y de provisa el viento rápida me llevó.
My soul cries out to rally the people against the tyranny. Isaac, go ahead, sir.
Yeah, the only thing I wanted to add was the one blurb in there is that this year the United States welcomes the participation of Australia, Canada, Mexico, and the UK in this exercise. So it's
I didn't know. Well, yeah, I mean, I've been to other exercises where they use foreign troops and admit it's for the U.S., but you're saying now they're admitting in the drill.
Yeah.
Give me the URL. Email that right now to Rob D. at Info.
It's on the FEMA. It's on the FEMA website. You just go to FEMA and you punch in NLE 09. I mean, it says right there it's scheduled July 27th to 31st. It's formerly a top-off exercise. Now they're calling it national-level exercise. You know, it's all right there. It's just congressionally mandated exercise, participation in Australia,
Canada. I knew it was top-off. I mean, if you look at all the top-offs they've done, this is where they practice putting people in sports stadiums and shutting down cities. And then Glenn Beck goes, I don't know anything about putting people in camps. Now, I know they got camps to help people. You know, there's those, but there's not scary camps. See the lawyer trick he plays?
Yeah.
Oh, there's not camps. There's only helper camps.
This scenario says that it will begin in the aftermath of a national terrorist event outside the United States.
We've got to have foreign troops here saving us?
Yeah, it might be something, if something happens in Mexico and all of a sudden we have to declare martial law here because, oh my goodness, the terrorists are going to come into this country now. And
oh, no.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's all spelled right out there, and the thing is...
But like, I'm just glad that Homeland Security's internal documents say the number one threat is veterans and gun owners. Meanwhile, they tell the veterans, take all the people's liberty to protect them. It's Al-Qaeda, and then meanwhile, watch the men, they're the terrorists, watch the troops. Oh,
right.
So we're fighting Al-Qaeda, we're building these FEMA camps for Al-Qaeda, build it for the troops. Oh, freedom, oh, hi. I mean, see how sickening and obvious it is? Now, I knew FEMA had a big drill coming up in July, but specifically, what are they calling this particular drill?
NLE 09, National Level Exercise 09. The thing is, all these pieces are becoming glaringly obvious.
Oh, no, they've signed public deals to use Mexican and Canadian troops here during emergencies, but you're saying they have other nations involved? Who else?
Yes, United States, Australia, Canada, Mexico, and the U.K.,
yeah, that's who I've seen. Have you seen my film Police State 2000?
Yes, I did.
I mean, you notice that it's those foreign troops, those very groups you just mentioned. Thank you for the call. And that was 10 years ago in 1999 that I went and videotaped it, and they're training to take your guns. Because remember, we have the internal documents. Who's the number one threat? Gun owners. Who are the foreign troops going to be used on? Us. Meanwhile, they set it up in plain view, claiming it's for guys with beards hiding in caves. I want to tell you about a sponsor before we end the shower, Home Gain. Let me tell you about one of our great sponsors, HomeGain.com. This is the place to get you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered. HomeGain.com, and see what I'm talking about. HomeGain.com, you can type in your address and find out how much your home is worth. It also has a home maximizer, home sale maximizer, to tell you what improvements statistically increase the value of your home the most. According to what banks and appraisers look at, for 10 years, these folks have been helping home sellers and buyers. Visit the link on Infowars.com, Max, little orange gorilla on the right-hand side. That's HomeGain.com, HomeGain.com. Also, I want to tell you about EcolaBlue.com, ECOLOBlue.com, or 1-800-691-6043. Atmospheric water generator for the home. Grabs 7.5 gallons out of the air, condenses it, runs it through 7 filters, no chemicals, pollutants, or toxins, no sodium fluoride, neutral pH. EcolaBlue.com, EcolaBlue, ECOLOBlue.com, or 800-691-6043. Get yours today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.